You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. I got an email today going, Dr. Dahlia, why was cotton put in medicine bottles? What is it supposed to dry out? So I guess we used to think that cotton in medicine bottles was supposed to dry and keep the environment dry for the pills. No. Cotton in medicine bottles, from what I understood, was supposed to be for the packaging and the shipment, such that the pills wouldn't break. They don't do cotton anymore. That was a while back. Although, no, you know what they do? They do cotton with over-the-counter medicines. I don't see it, of course, with prescriptions that much, but when you're at a pharmacy, they get taken out of the package and they get put in those little bottles, those prescriptive bottles. But yeah, the cotton is for the packaging, so the pills don't break up. Yeah, simple stuff. But they don't really put drying agents. I know sometimes with our vitamins, they'll put that do not eat, the desiccator. And that always bothers me because, you know, my kids are running around with the kid vitamins, you know, and they never look at what they're doing. And they, you know, shake the bottle onto their palm and they grab a couple and pop it in their mouth. And I'm like, please don't eat the do not eat. And then I got stupid cats. Y'all know I got my three little kitty cats. I got Mama Shake, Mama Sasha, Mama Snow. And we I don't know why we call them Mama. You know, like, you know how in Japan, Daniel's son. Right, you put son in our house, we just call them mamas, even though some of them are boy. But anyway, and they will go into the shoebox and start putting in their mouth the do not eat. So I don't like those things because if there's something that says do not eat and it's around the pets and it's around the kids, etc., you got to chuck it. You know, people always ask me, what am I supposed to do with my prescriptions? If my prescriptions are old and I want to throw them out, if I'm not allowed to put them in the toilet, what do I do with them? Now, you know, I know many of you have flushed your pills down the toilet because it's easier. Don't do that. It messes with the water supply. I don't want to be drinking your Viagra. I don't want your Lortab. I don't want that in my water supply. No, thank you. Birth control pills, no. But what you're supposed to do is dump the pills into a bag that has kitty litter in it or coffee grounds and then close it up. And then, of course, put it in a bag, but still keep it away from the pets because pets will go into pets will eat your pills. Yeah, remember we talked about, like, if you drop a Tylenol on the ground? We talked about this on the show. We talked about pills and what's dangerous to our pets. Well, your dog is not allowed to eat Tylenol. So if you, let's say, take some medication and you drop one on the ground and you forget to pick it up and the dog sniffs around the next day and eats it, that could be pretty bad. So whenever you're trying to get rid of medicines, not only do you have to worry about your kids, but you also have to worry about the pets. So we say to put it in something that most pets or kids really won't go into, like your kitty litter. Well, they don't know my kids. But now that my kids are older, they won't. So kitty litter and honestly, any cleaning supplies my kids won't go into because they don't like to have clean. And like coffee grounds. Now, the only other thing you got to remember is when you have the bottle, your prescriptive bottle, you need to take off the label. If you throw your prescriptive bottle, a lot of times that has some of your personal information. I mean, nobody needs to know that you're taking an antiviral or that that's your Viagra. So when you throw out the bottle, you either want to blacken it out or you want to rip off the label and then blacken it out or shred it or something like that. So that's what you need to do for medicine safety. Great. I didn't think I was going to talk about it today, but, you know, great questions, guys. I try to get to all your emails. I want to get to all your emails. Sometimes I can't. Sometimes I like to kind of, you know, put them into stories that we're talking about. But please keep them coming. Of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com. That's my website, drdahlia.com. Of course, you can also email me directly at drdahlia@hotmail.com. You can call us live, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, honestly, I'd love to hear how the debate went. Of course, I've been on air, so I haven't been able to watch the debate. So anything you guys want to talk about, whether it's with news topics, health-related questions, anything. Keep it clean. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, of course, if you don't like letters, you could call 1-877-362-3254. A lot of interesting stuff we've been talking about over the last couple hours. Medication or a trial where they were able to cause monkeys to lose weight. A gentleman had a stroke, woke up, turned gay from being straight. We've been talking about advancements in science with people in vegetative state and in people with stroke. They have a device that they could put on your head if you have a stroke and to try to figure out what kind, which will save precious minutes when we need to try to save you. Plus, we got some interesting stuff. There was an article telling us what not to say to a divorcee. If there's somebody that's been recently divorced, what not to say to them. Pretty kind of cool stuff. And there's been some news on, sexual harassment. Of course, that's been kind of in the news spotlight, since four people had alleged that Herman Cain had sexually harassed them. And so Fox News actually reports, this is kind of interesting, how sexual harassment could damage a woman's health. Right? They've done studies, looks like, and they say that sexual harassment could cause depression. This is Amy Blackstone, who's a sociologist from University of Maine, who's been studying this. It could cause post-traumatic stress disorder. I agree. I mean, we're talking true sexual harassment. Blood pressure. There was actually a 2008 study where they found that sexual harassment actually boosts blood pressure. Sleep problems. People who are sexually harassed. Psychologists have found that links to sleeping problems, suicide. There was a 1997 study of more than 1,000 Canadian high school students found that 23% of students who experienced at least one incident of unwanted sexual touching, actually 50% had thought of suicidal attempts. Crazy. And neck pain. This is a weird one. Sexual harassment linked to neck pain. A Canadian study published this year involved 4,000 women, saying women with neck pain were 1.6 times more likely to have experienced unwanted sexual attention. See, I think many of us women experience sexual attention unwanted. I don't know any woman who hasn't. All right, well, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, you know, before the break, they're saying women who are sexually harassed have more neck pain. I find that kind of odd, right? Because they said women with neck pain were 1.6 times more likely to report having experienced unwanted sexual attention. All right, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say I think every woman, girl, has had at one point in their life unwanted sexual attention. I don't know of anybody who hasn't. Now, I know some of you are like, really, Dr. Dahlia? Okay, well, what about women that aren't that pretty? Well, okay, unwanted sexual attention. That could be anything. I mean, when I was pregnant, I remember somebody kind of looking at my butt, you know, and I remember feeling uncomfortable that he was looking at my butt. I mean, I know my butt got big. That's unwanted sexual attention. You know, you walking down the mall and a couple guys looking at your chest or giggling about you, whether you're pretty or not. That happens to any of us, pretty or not. And I know men seem to get unwanted sexual attention too. I'm sure girls check guys out and they make stares and maybe they cock their eyebrow and they sneer. But unwanted sexual attention, if that's the quote we're going to use, this is from Fox News, I can't think of anybody who would say that they never had that. I mean, it's if you really think about it, somebody passing you by, somebody calling you a name, like the term hoe, I think is completely inappropriate, but that could also qualify for this. Remember we talked about when I was in medical school, we were playing the flip-off game? You know, when you give somebody the finger, even when you drive, that is still considered harassment. So if you really look at this, I mean, 1.6 women, how I look at it is I think every woman at one point or another has experienced some unwanted sexual attention. Whether you're pretty or not, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Somebody's looking at your chest, someone's looking at your butt, someone's making comments to you. I think it happens. I think it happens in every one of us. I'm dying to find out if anybody has it. And good for you. I mean, are we all victims? No. You brush it off. I mean, you know, my friends in my class, they would, really ride me all the time. And, you know, of course I would, you know, give it back to them. And we've talked about how now inappropriate that is. You can't be harassing your classmates. You can't be harassing your coworkers. Of course, you know, some people take it to the next level where they're actually really harassing people and, you know, holding their job in front of them as bait, and that's very dangerous. And, of course, that could cause depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, lack of sleep. If you think you're going to lose your job because you're not sleeping with the boss, of course, that's terrifying. But, this is so broad. I mean, we are talking so broad. I mean, where do you draw the line? All right, a lot of interesting stuff happened in the news today. One very, very horrifying thing we're going to touch upon that we talked about earlier this evening is a boy posed as a girl on Facebook to extort sex. And the kid was 18 years old. And what he did is he posed as a girl, and he sent these pictures on Facebook of as a girl, I don't know how he looked as a girl, to male classmates. He got these male classmates to send pictures back to him of them naked or videos of them. Then, as still the girl, in character of the girl, tells the boys, this was a kid in about 15 miles west of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as the female character says, ha ha ha, I got the pictures now, and I'm going to blast them all over the internet and Facebook if you don't meet my friend and do sexual acts with him. Some, of course, were coerced to do it and some weren't. And, this kid now, Anthony Stansel, 18 years old, is now, I just want to look up the, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble with my internet. I can't stand. Oh, come on, please. Please. Anyway, he's been scheduled for preliminary hearing February 26th. A maximum penalty could be, and there we go again with my computer. Oh, my gosh, I'm really ruining the story. Maximum penalty if convicted of all charges would be nearly 300 years in prison. Oh, this guy needs a book thrown at him. He is charged with 5 counts of child enticement, 2 counts of second-degree sexual assault of a child, 2 counts of third-degree sexual assault, possession of child pornography, repeated sexual assault of the same child, and making a bomb threat. I don't know where that came into the story, but just absolutely scary stuff. We've talked about Facebook. We've talked about how you as parents really need to know what the hell is going on with your kid, and I think you should log on to your kid's Facebook. I think you should know their password. You should log on to it. If not, they're not allowed on. The whole purpose of Facebook is to be public anyway. All right. I mean, I can understand if he's trying to text his girlfriend and he wants to say some lovey-dovey things and he's a little embarrassed that mom will see. But if you're on Facebook, you shouldn't be putting embarrassing things on there. All right. I mean, things on Facebook still can go all over the internet. I remember a year ago I was Googling myself on the computer. Keep it clean, guys. Come on the computer. I Googled Dahlia Wax and you'd see my comments on Facebook up on the internet where everybody could see. Now, luckily my comments are news stories. My comments are the cat took a dump, you know, wiped his butt on my bed, or pillow, you know, things like that. So I don't care, but you know, you need to remind your kids that whatever they put on Facebook is wide open to the public. Could be copied and pasted, could be so yes, it should be open to what you could see. You have every right to see what they put on Facebook. Now, of course, I know a lot of parents whose kids won't let them. I don't know how you guys don't have, I don't know how you don't have control of the kids, honestly. What I urge you to do is, first of all, if your kid won't give you the Facebook password, he doesn't get to be on Facebook. That's it. That's it. No Facebook whatsoever. Number two, all right, and yes, I am counting these. Number two, I know some parents, what they do is they come up with another Facebook profile. And so they come up with another Facebook profile. They friend their son or daughter, and then they can look that way. But I don't like that. I don't think there should be any deception. Like I said, Facebook is out there for everybody, please. You know, I think... we as adults and kids have no idea what the whole cybersphere is getting us into. You know, I mean, if kids are sending nude pictures to a girl they don't know on the internet, they have no clue. They have absolutely no clue. A picture lasts a lifetime. All right, these digital pictures don't disintegrate like old pictographs did, all right? These things are going to be used against you. These guys now, these pictures are going to be floating around the cybersphere forever. And then their future kids are going to see this stuff. And also, that's pornography. That's child porn. You're not supposed to be sending nude pictures of yourself. You know, it's just frightening because I think a lot of these kids are stupid. Unfortunately, these kids were very naive and they were victims. But these internet predators are out there all the time, and I mean they're very wily, they're very crafty, and then they blackmail you. I mean this happened within seconds. So parents, get the passwords. I don't care how mad your kids are. You need to know what the heck they're doing. You need to see what they sent. Know what's going on with their phones. Check their texts all the time. And please let the kids know about this story. I mean, it's a very, very sick story. I know it's, obviously for mature audiences, but they need to know. Don't trust anybody. Even let's say you're in love. Don't be sending nude pictures of yourself. Don't be sending nude pictures of yourself to your loved one, because what if you break up? Scary stuff. All right, when we come back from break, a lot of cool stuff we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about some of the advances that we found with brains and strokes and vegetative state, some advances with autism, and it looks like having sex with animals can be bad for you. Yeah. There's a study out of Brazil that actually found that if you have sex with animals, even a chicken, that could actually be bad. You could get cancer. Not that any of you are doing that routinely, but apparently they felt the need to do a study with that. All right, and for those who join us, of course, please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I would love to hear your comments. I want to know what happened with the debate. You could also email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We're going to be back in a few minutes. Got a lot more to talk about.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level, whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income. It's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
Lion. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is so sassy and so stimulating. Yeah, I heard about the whole Christmas tree tax. I thought that was ridiculous. I was like, what did the Christmas trees do? Now, if you really want to tax somebody, tax the 30% of our country that's not paying taxes. Leave the Christmas trees alone. I mean, all they do is sit there, you know, and let presents be under them, and they wear a skirt, even though many of them are male trees. And, you know, they let you decorate them with food that's spoiling a lot of times, and then they light on fire. Why do they need to tax them? Well, from what I understand, the Washington administration decided to nix that. Apparently, they're originally backing a U.S. Christmas tree growers to pay 15% per natural tree sold. Imported producers will pay 20 cents per tree. Revenue will go exclusively to a program that will research and promote fresh cut Christmas trees. What, do we really need that program? I'd rather money go to autism research. Okay, but there was an outcry from conservative critics, of course, resulting in the Agriculture Department delaying the implementation and revisiting the fee. Yeah, come on, people. Really? Really? Christmas? Come on. You know what they should do? And I'm really tired of it. Why aren't they trying to promote more people? I mean, I would rather, you know, the 15 cents go to a charity. I'm sick of this money going to the government. I can't stand it. Cannot stand it. Well, I'm sure you guys heard about what happened today in the U.S. Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia. It dismissed a Christian Legals Group lawsuit alleging, of course, that the health care law requirement that all Americans have health insurance is unconstitutional. And they say it violates religious freedom. This is Pat Robertson's group, a group that actually led the appeal, saying, you know, some people believe in God and they don't want to buy insurance and leave it up to God's hands. They should be allowed to do that as well. Well, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia in a 2-1 ruling said, and said, no, it is constitutional. Of course, the U.S. Supreme Court has the final say. We've talked about this on the show multiple times. I don't know what to expect. People are saying, oh, it's not going to happen, or it is going to happen. Either way, we need to make plans. All right, we need to make plans because if the healthcare law is upheld and the Supreme Court says it's constitutional, all right, then, of course, we've already known the ramifications of the Obama healthcare bill. What's going to happen is employers are going to be mandated to pay for health insurance or pay for a fine. Insurance prices are still skyrocketing. So when employers see how much it's going to cost per person, plus I believe they're also responsible for 65% of each family member, employers are going to probably look at that and go, there's no way, and then decide to take the fine. And to reduce the fine or to reduce their bottom line, they're going to go to bare bones employees, if not already. And I know many companies have already done that in anticipation. Healthcare costs too much. So somebody who's unemployed doesn't now have health insurance, all right, because the health insurance mandate has scared many employers into not hiring. All right, if employers over 20 employees have to have the mandate, then somebody's going to try to hug the 19 number. Bigger companies, of course, wouldn't be able to, but they'll just try to cut the bottom line by cutting employees. Even though a healthy employee helps their bottom line in the end, health insurance is going to be phenomenally more expensive as each month and fiscal quarter progresses. So now you have a whole bunch of uninsured people, unemployed people, and they're now going to be mandated to buy health insurance. All right, well, Dr. Dahlia, I'll just go and call my insurance agent and find the cheapest plan. Well, is the cheapest plan going to be $100 a month? Probably not. Is it going to be $200 a month? Probably not. All right, if there was a cheap plan that cost that much right now, we wouldn't be in the crisis that we're in. Okay, $100 a month to $200 a month, $200 a month doesn't cover the stem cell therapies, the transplants, the heart attacks, the breast cancer, the biopsies, the radiation treatments, doesn't cover it. Doesn't cover it. The strokes, the ER visits, the broken legs, the knee replacements, it doesn't cut it. Doesn't cut it. So now we have a whole bunch of unemployed people not being able to afford the health insurance. So what are they going to do? They're going to pay the tax. So the government will have a whole bunch of people paying tax. All right, that's nice, but wasn't the original idea, the purpose, to give health care to everybody? Right? If 48 million people right now don't have health insurance, and I don't know how many millions of people don't have jobs, and this health care bill goes into effect when we really need this economy to turn around, I mean, do the math. All right, so we're still going to have many uninsured people. I've talked about this many times. I have no idea why insurance has to be on the employer's shoulders. Right? I mean, mandating that the employer covers the employee and then they turn around and fire them the next week, this isn't helping. You know, many of us are hopping between jobs, going between job and job. I mean, you know, in the olden days, you could be with a company for 20 years. We don't see that often. The average person is with a company 2.3 years. That's it. And we have our health insurance and our health destiny in the hands of an employer that fires us at a whim. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Well, then, Dr. Dahlia, they should do the public option. No, they shouldn't do the public option. They will. The public option is going to come back. It is going to come back because now, right, Obamacare goes through. We have all these people that are unemployed. They can't afford to buy the health insurance, so they get the mandate. Washington says, look, we need affordable health insurance. We're going to do this ourselves. We're going to make the skeleton. Now, we're going to force health insurance to cut the cost. Well, health insurers can't cut the cost if they have pre-existing conditions to cover, if they have to cover kids, if they have to cover, like I said, radiation treatment, transplants, etc. So insurance companies are going to go out of business. Of course they're going to go out of business. They can't do it. You can't force an insurance company to, you know, make their bottom line less than what they're paying out. And as we're aging, we're needing knee replacements. We're needing back surgery. We're needing medication. We're having cardiac stents put in so we don't get a heart attack. We're living till our 80s and 90s now. Life expectancy is increasing. So insurance companies are going to go under. So you have insurance companies going under, right? You have all these people uninsured. Of course the public option is going to come back. Government's going to come in. They love a crisis. They're going to have to sweep in and save the day. Now we have a public option. Okay, now how much is a public option going to cost per person? Oh, wait a second. Huh. We don't know how we're going to do this. We're going to have to tax people. And then the taxes are going to go up. And now we're turning into a socialized society. I mean, that's how it's going to work. Now, my prediction is even if, well, if that happens, you're going to have the public option, and the people that don't want the public option, that money, will probably buy the fancy schmancy, very expensive health insurance plans. I don't know what everybody else is going to do in the middle. It's going to be tough. Now, let's say Obamacare gets overturned. Okay, great, wonderful. All right, good. Maybe the economy will start to swing back into gear because now we don't have employers frightened, but we still have a problem with health insurance being too damn expensive. All right? I mean, if a health insurance company could insure somebody for $100 or $200, don't you think they'd do it? They could undercut everybody. They could pull people away from Blue Cross and United and Aetna. I mean, they would ignite into the biggest insurance company ever because they could take somebody, but they can't. Because they are not going to have enough healthy people putting into the system. We've talked about the prices of medications. Plavix, for example, although Plavix going generic is going to help things out. Lipitor is going generic, so that's going to help things out. But Plavix, $131 a month. If your health insurance is $200 a month, you're already more than halfway there. Not to mention the doctor visits. Not to mention it's impossible. Right? If we want the transplants and the knee replacements and we want to be able to, get the stroke treatments and utilize some of this amazing technology, then we're going to have to pay for it. Unfortunately, it is really getting expensive. Not to mention the insurance companies. I'd really like to know where the profits are going. I would. I'm with you on that one. We do need health insurance reform, and I'm not feeling sorry for the health insurance company, but I don't know how an insurance company can really do it for cheap. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the new things around the coming around the bend, and we'll be back with more Dr. Dahlia.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Medical Talk Radio. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we got Donovan working the dials. Just be patient. Sometimes with some of the phone, we use Vonage. Sometimes you may hear some other kind of computerized voices. We're trying to fix that problem. Just stay patient. You'll hear GCN pick up, and Donovan will get you right through. So we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so they came up with an electronic headband that you could put on your head. Really, really cool stuff. Well, you aren't going to put on your head. The doctor will, to determine what kind of stroke you're having. There's two types of strokes. You got the ischemic stroke, and you got the hemorrhagic stroke. Ischemic stroke is where you throw a clot, and it blocks off the blood supply to the brain. The hemorrhagic stroke is where you bleed into the brain, like you have a blood vessel that bursts. Well, doctors need to know what kind you're having pretty quickly so they know what treatment to start. Now, when I did ER, when I worked in the ER, I would have to order two separate scans. You like the contrast scan because that helps you find one type of stroke, but you can't do it if they're bleeding. So you have to do the scan without the contrast. Then if that's okay and you're clear, then you go back and do the second scan. And so if they could figure this out before I have to decide and make you do two scans, well, that's wonderful. And what they found is when you put this electronic band and it sends currents and pulses, if you have a clot, it slows down the electrical impulses. If you have blood, it speeds it up because of the fluid being more of a conductor. And so that's how they could tell if you're having the bleeding stroke or the thrombolic stroke. So interesting stuff, really, really cool. Another thing they came up with, and I'm just going to kind of go through some of the medical headlines today, is they found a way with monkeys to help them lose weight and to burn off some of their white fat. You have the brown fat as a kid that, you know, spurts out energy, and then you have the white fat that kind of stores energy. The white fat is what leads to diabetes, heart disease, so we really need to knock out that white fat. And what they found is they came up with a protein called adipotide, and it targeted the blood supply to fat cells and killed off the fat cells. Now, they said only 28 daily injections need to be done, so one injection once a day. And so the monkeys lose about 11% of their body weight. And this wasn't water. This wasn't muscle because they did MRIs. This was actually the white fat. So because they were able to, have so much success with monkeys, they're going to try to do trials with people possibly within a year. Now, of course, there could be side effects. They found a little bit of an issue with some reversible kidney changes. They're going to have to sort that out, of course, before they do the human trials. But I mean, can you imagine? I mean, if somebody asked me if I had absolutely no problem in taking injections, right, to lose weight, if I thought it was healthy, oh my God, I would do 28 an hour. So what are you going to do? All right. Also in medical news, sex with animals tied to penile cancer. Doctors in Brazil, urologists from Brazil, have found that men that have sex with animals are upping their percentile of penile cancer. Apparently, 492 Brazilian men between ages 18 and 80, including 118 people, had penile cancer. 171 of the men actually admitted to having sex with animals, including 44.9% with penile cancer and 31% healthy men. They found that those that actually had sex with animals end up having micro traumas in the human penile tissue. Probably got HPV then in there. I don't know. But they found having sex with multiple animals, including mares, pigs, cows, and chickens. All right. They also found that people were more likely to have sex with animals if they lived in rural areas. Crazy, just crazy. All right, also medical news, this was interesting. Head injury patients that go into the vegetative state. When you have people in the vegetative state, look like they're comatose, don't look like, look like they're brain dead. There's a way to tell if they're brain dead. And what they've done is EEGs. Now, these EEGs, you attach electrodes to the head, and it helps pick up electrical activity. What's so cool about that, this is what they did. They took 16 patients in Cambridge and Belgium. That had been diagnosed as being in a vegetative state. They were awake, but no real sense of what was going on around them. And the doctor had them hooked up to the EEG, and while they're just sitting there in the vegetative state, eyes closed, eyes open, whatever, they asked the patients to wiggle their toes and squeeze their right hand. Now, of course, the patients couldn't do that, but you saw the brain activity start to fire as the patients were trying to do it. They saw 3 of 16 patients showed they were repeatedly able to follow commands. One was able to do it 100 times. So they say many areas of the brain that activate when you perform a movement also activate when you imagine doing it. So these patients were trying to squeeze a hand, wiggle their toes, and they could see, which means these people can listen to you. I mean, you're telling the patient to do it. You think they're out of it, and they aren't. They are listening. They just can't act to any of the stimuli. So, I mean, that's going to be phenomenal because, a lot of family members, they don't know, a lot of times they ignore you, when you're in that vegetative state. And if they know that you could actually listen and know what's going on, maybe that'll help with therapy. Maybe they could, come up with like these bionic limbs like they're working on right now. I don't know. Cool stuff. All right. SETI came out saying they could predict suicide. They've come up with a rating scale. It's called the Columbia Suicide Severity Rating Scale, which is already used in institutions now, ranging from the World Health Organization to fire departments, etc. And they did three separate studies. One involved adults given emergency care for psychiatric problems. Two others involved adolescents who have been diagnosed with major depression or had attempted suicide. And the study's lead author says that this rating scale, this questionnaire, was extremely accurate. Very easy to do, available in multiple languages, about 103 languages, very quick to do. And if they could administer this questionnaire to people and identify who could be suicidal, maybe we could cut back on some of the suicides. I tell you, it blows my mind. You know, we were talking about, the child on Facebook, child, now he's 18, who coerced multiple male students into sending nude photos to a female character. He dressed up as a female, and multiple students sent nude pictures, and the female character threatened to blackmail them, throw the photos on the internet if they didn't meet a man and have sex with him. These kids, while they're being evaluated and undergoing, psychological evaluation, they should be given the suicide, questionnaire, because it's amazing how kids that are bullied or sexually assaulted are more prone to suicide. And we don't realize how often sexual assault and sexual harassment is, especially in the teenage population. All right, this was interesting. 10 things you should never say to a divorcee. This comes from Cafe Mom the Stir. All right, so if you have somebody who just recently went through a divorce, all right, they say these are things you should never say. Number one, didn't you see this coming from the beginning? Okay, do not. Now, if you are curious, can you say, were there any signs? You know, I'm dying to know. You know, if you go back and you think, there's a nice way of saying that, but accusing the person, did you see this come from the beginning? Not good. Don't always say, oh, I hated so-and-so. I always hated them. So, because remember, some of these people that just got divorced, we still have feelings for them, and they may go back together. Number three, oh my gosh, you think I'll get divorced too? Showing the selfish side of yourself and thinking about your own personal issue. Now, you don't say that to somebody that just got divorced. This is interesting. Number four, how do you find the strength to get out of bed in the morning? No, you know, come on, really? Really? Now, I know you're trying to empathize, not working. My husband and I had problems, but we decided to try harder and work it out. Okay, don't accuse her of being a Kim Kardashian, okay? Just kind of show support, all right? My husband and I had a problem. Just the other day, we got into a big fight about whose turn it was to unload the dishwasher. Don't patronize also, all right? That doesn't help. What a bummer. Hey, do you want to come over and hang out with me and these other couples? No. When are you going to start dating again? Okay, don't ask a person that's just there on the divorce market that. And then, oh no, does this mean you can only date divorced men now? Ick. Really, people? Come on. All right, guys, great show. I cannot wait to talk to you again tomorrow. Keep the calls coming and the emails coming, and you all be safe. I'm out.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.